Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin. Hello, and welcome to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is the 18th day of NaNoWriMo. We've been chugging along for 2.5 weeks. I feel like things are going well. I'm optimistic about the state of our novel because I believe we will get there. But, and there has to be a but, I feel like I need to back up here and let you know about something that's very important to note and that I neglected to mention to you earlier. Imagine the scenario of you getting almost all the way through your novel, and all of a sudden, due to circumstances beyond your control, you no longer have access to your previous writing. How does that make you feel? If you have a growing pit in your stomach at the mere thought of this, then this is the episode for you. This episode is meant to make it easy for you to back up your story. If you have not yet backed up your novel, I would advise you to do that immediately. If you're anything like
someone we know,
you've probably devised a trustworthy method to flawlessly capture your finest novelry, along with a few other words you've bookmarked to rework later. You're feeling secure in this method of writing that has never failed you before. Oh, let me do a time check. Yep, it's time to back up your novel. No matter if you're writing on your own reliable personal computer, offline, in the cloud, or some other way. Now that you know why you need to back up your writing, I'm going to give you a few tips on how. Da, 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 da. There are three popular ways that writers are drafting their novels that I mentioned earlier. There's offline, there's on a personal computing device, and there's cloud-based. Offline is typically writing by hand or dictating into a device with audio capturing capability. On a computer could be just writing on a desktop, a laptop, or a personal digital device such as a tablet or a phone. And then there's cloud-based, which means using a service that allows you to create your file and store it online in the same place. To back up your novel, I recommend using a different storage method than the one that you're currently using to write your novel. If you're writing offline, there are a couple of things that you can do to back up your novel. You could make a photocopy of your pages. However, you have a copy that's in the same method as the one you're using to write. So I would recommend taking a photograph of each page that you write or scanning them and turning that into a PDF on a regular basis. If you're working from a personal computing device, you can save a backup on an external hard drive or a thumb drive, or you can go old school and just print. Now, the printing method may sound like a pain to recover if you have to, but it is creating a second method of storage that will be available if you lose your data on your personal device. For cloud-based ways to back up your novel, it can be as easy as emailing yourself a copy of your novel and downloading it to your personal device. In the case that you lose internet access, downloading it to your device will make sure that you have a copy of your novel to write from. Many services account for lack of internet by storing the contents of what you write on your local computer until you once again have access to the internet. As an alternate backup solution, if you have an iOS device, you can use AirDrop to transfer it to another iOS device using Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. If you check out the NaNoWriMo.org sponsor page, you can find Dropbox, which is offering a free trial of their cloud-based solution called Paper. I'll put the link in the show notes, which you can find at podcast.amadvox.com. If you do at least one of these backup methods this week, you will avoid the panic and heartache that will overtake your senses in the earlier scenario I gave. I'm curious to know, if you have a backup, which method do you prefer to use? Offline, transfer to another device, or the cloud, where it's always accessible with an internet connection? Let me know. Send me a tweet at AMADVOX or use the hashtag AMADVOX on Twitter. Or you can reply right on the episode page. For reference, this is episode 18. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you found this episode of value, please consider sharing it with a friend so that they can get their backup on too. See you tomorrow.
You just heard a Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something with a backup plan.